When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
Yeah. Fly Jams Friday, baby. We celebrate all things funky and R&B. And we would love to hear from you at 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 for your requests on Fly Jams Friday. Yes. All right. We're going to take a break in a couple of minutes here, but we want to get you guys in here. 312-981-7200. But first, let's do this. Let's hear this. 563 area code. A couple of weeks ago, Tone Loke turned 50. If you can believe that. Tone Loke turned 50.
Believe that. That's wow.
So here's a little salute to Tone Loke turning 50.
The girl he saw jockeying at the other end of the bar. Having drinks with some no-name chump when they know that I'm a star. So I got him his nose over to the other side of the cantina. I asked the guy why he's so fly, he said, Funky Comadina.
Yeah. I prefer to think of Tone Loke as the star of Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, quite frankly.
Or the voice of an animated bear.
Is he the voice of an animated bear?
Yeah, it was some kid show.
Oh, really?
He was a bear. He was like a teddy bear.
I'm a bear. Yeah. I am a bear.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's pretty good. Okay. All right, well, Fly Jams Friday has begun. Dan jumped into the TARDIS. He's out now, and he is DJ Shagru. Esmeralda the Heartmelda put all the cardboard down, changed her outfit, is snaking and bopping. She is Esmeralda the Heartmelda. I have become Wiki Wiki Nikki. And once again, we welcome back to the Funky Newsroom, Viggity V, Verified Double V.
Good job.
There you go. Viggity V, Verified Double V is in the newsroom. All right. We got a break here for weather, traffic, and then we'll come back. And by the way, I am dedicating my Fly Jam choices this morning to Five Dog, who is a masterful lyricist and an incredible MC from A Tribe Called Quest. He died. He was 46 years old, and he died from complications of diabetes. Five is my choice here, and we'll be listening to A Tribe Called Quest. That's he was that clearly fly, very very fly, and a big loss. So we'll take a quick break here, and we'll come back.
Can I kick it to my tribe that blows in layers? Right now, Fife is a point sayer. At times, I'm a studio conveyor. Mr. Dinkins, would you please be my mayor? You'll be doing us a really big favor. Boy, this track really has a lot of flavor. When it comes to rhythms, Quest is your savior. Follow us for the funky behavior.
Make yeah.
it up on the rhythm we gave you. Feel free, drop your
way too young. Do you like the garment? The 5 foot assassin. Fife Dog, a Tribe Called Quest, passed away from complications from diabetes. He was a tremendous writer, a really talented rapper, and a Tribe Called Quest, such a tremendous group. And we lost Fife this week. And so my Fly Jams this week will all be by A Tribe Called Quest. All right, it is Fly Jams Friday. 312-981-7200. You can call in and request your Fly Jams or text them in. 312-981-7200. All right. Fontana Fred says, for Fly Jams, I recommend the righteous Reverend Al Green and his version of Oh, Pretty Woman.
Pretty woman, stop a while. Pretty woman, talk a while. Pretty woman, give your smile.
Yeah. You know, anybody ever go to outside of Memphis and see Al Green actually preach?
I have not.
because I was in Memphis for my first honeymoon, like 20 years ago. And the days did not coincide for us to go see Reverend Al. But that would have been so cool to go to the church and just watch Reverend Al, you know, give a sermon, get the place going. That would have been outstanding.
The first time I encountered Al Green was on a rerun of Soul Train.
Yeah.
And he did two songs. And the first song was like gospel, just beautiful, religious song.
Spiritual.
Very spiritual.
Yeah.
Second song, completely over the top sexual. Like he was sweating and gyrating. And I'm like, this is a dual opposite of what's going
for
on.
For God, though. That's it was for bit. God.
Yeah. He was the man. Al's the man. Al Green, man.
Do you think he would throw in song titles into the sermon?
I don't. You know, I've seen video of him actually preaching, and it's quite impressive. I mean, it's quite impressive. The church just goes nuts.
Well, he's Al Green.
He's Al Green, man. You know, Al Green could read the phone book, and it would be exciting. So. Oh, look at this. It's our weekly visit from Fly Jam's Bob. Here's Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
Hey, you know, you get a lot of requests for Temptations. Last week you had two for Ball of Confusion, and somebody asked for your I'm Gonna Make You Love Me, and many yeah. times we've had Ain't Too Proud to Beg, and Papa Was a Rolling Stone, All He Left Us Was Alone.
Right.
I never hear my favorite, so tonight I don't think this is a repeat. I'm picking Just My Imagination.
Okay. You know, Bob, I think we played this.
I don't think so.
Really? How did we not?
I listen for it every week, and I have never heard it.
How did we not play? How did that not get played?
I don't know. Well, so many other great Temptation songs, I guess.
Oh my God!
Great line. I never knew her, but I can't forget her.
Yeah. Wow.
And you know, yesterday you mentioned England Dan.
Oh, God.
England Dan was the brother of Jim Seals from Seals and Cross.
Right. I did know that.
And he passed away a few years ago. I actually saw them in 76 in some theater. I can't remember the name of it, a small theater. And Stephen Bishop was the opening act.
No kidding.
Yes, great. I went out and bought Stephen Bishop album the next day. I've been a huge fan of his ever since.
You know, that's really funny you mentioned Stephen Bishop, because yesterday we were talking about Kentucky Fried Movie.
Yes.
And Stephen Bishop is in Kentucky Fried Movie.
Yeah, he's also in Animal House.
He's also in Animal House. He's the guy who's singing, I gave my love a cherry that had no stone. Yeah, he's the guy playing the guitar when Belushi goes nuts, grabs his guitar, and smashes it against the wall several times, and then goes, sorry.
Right.
All right, Bob, thanks, man.
Take care.
Okay, see ya. Bye. I can't believe we've never – how is it that we've done Fly Jams Friday for 927 years, and we haven't played – Just My Imagination by the Temps. How? DJ Shagru, how?
It's the beauty of Fly Jams, man.
Wow. Sam requested this.
My heart is crying, crying.
Boy, Jackie Wilson, what a voice. What an incredible voice Jackie Wilson had. Yeah. All right. 312-981-7200. We got some lines open if you want to sneak in with your instant request. DJ Shagru is, oh, man, you've got the outfit on. Looking good. I think those heels with the goldfish have gotten taller. You could barely fit your head into the room now because of the height of your shoes.
Good thing I've got the beret to buffer me from the
from hurting frame. Yourself on the ceiling.
Was that a real fish?
How many fish are in there now? I bet you got them from Oak Park Natural Pet and Fish.
I did.
I bet you did.
Apothecary fish or whatever you've
got. Can you pronounce the name of the names of the fish?
African cichlids.
They're in your shoes.
No, they're just named Shaft and Superfly.
Oh, DJ Shagru's got Shaft and Superfly in his heels. Okay, that's good. All right, we got to take a break. News is coming up. More Fly Jams, 312-981-7200 on your Funky Friday.
Yo, microphone check, 1-2, what is this? The 5-foot assassin with the roughneck business. I float like gravity, never had a cavity. Got more rhymes than the one that's got family. No need to sweat our scenarios to gain some type of fame. No shame in my game, because I always be the same. Styles upon styles upon styles is what I have. You want to just fight for, but you still don't know the half. I sport new balance sneakers to avoid a narrow path. Messing around with this against the size of the... I never have stuff, because I'm not a half-stepper. Drink a lot of soda, so they call me Dr. Pepper. Refuse to compete with BS competition. Your name is Special Ed, so won't you suckle with the mission? I never walk this street, think it's all about me. Even though deep in my heart, it really could be. I just try my best to, like, go all out. Some might even say, you're shorty black, you're bugging out. Zulu Nation,
mother's last creation. Yeah. Tribe Called Quest, man. Yeah. You got to love them. You got to love them. Dan, that particular video is pretty... he looks pretty interesting in that video.
It's appropriate that it's called Bugging Out.
Bugging Out, because his eyes are bugging out of his head in the video. Known as the 5-foot assassin, Fife Dog, from A Tribe Called Quest, one of the best hip-hop groups ever. Featuring, of course, he and Q-Tip were lifelong friends and went to school together and formed A Tribe Called Quest. They didn't always have a harmonious relationship. 5 foot and Q-Tip did not have they had some bitter vocal battles every once in a while.
Oh, boy.
But Tribe Called Quest, who they influenced in the world of hip-hop is just ridiculous. They proved to be influential to rappers from Pharrell with his Arby's hat.
Yes.
To Busta Rhymes. The music world and other celebrities mourned him on Wednesday, including actors Chris Rock and Don Cheadle, DJ producer Mark Ronson, musician Sean Lennon, country singer Darius Rucker, R&B singer Jill Scott, and rappers Chuck D, Big Sean, Macklemore, and Swizz Beatz. So, big loss to the world of hip-hop and the world of funk, and my choices for Fly Jams Friday are all Tribe Called Quest this morning. Hey, I mentioned Pharrell and his hat, his Arby's hat.
Yes.
You don't watch Baskets, do you?
I don't.
Okay.
I don't.
They had the season finale last night.
Mm-hmm.
And in it, you know, Zach Galifianakis plays twins in it.
I didn't know that.
He plays Chip and Dale Baskets.
Okay.
So he has to get money. His mom, played by Louie Anderson,
mm-hmm.
in the movie, goes into a diabetic coma. She discovers she's diabetic, and so she has to be cared for at home. So they have to hire a guy to stay with her to help her,
mm-hmm.
and so he has to get a real job. Chip does, in addition to his job as a clown at the rodeo in Bakersfield, California.
Yeah.
So he gets a job at an Arby's.
Oh, okay.
Now I don't know. Dan, we'd have to look this up, because there's a lot of Arby's stuff in the show, and it's like it's official Arby's. Like, he works at an Arby's. It's not like a fake Arby's. They mention Arby's products. He's wearing an Arby's hat and uniform. They go to the back room of an Arby's so you can see them cutting meat and using the machine that gives you the cheddar cheese sauce for mm-hmm. your beef and cheddar. And making a shake.
So it's all on the up and
it's
up.
But I mean, it's weird for me. Like, I'm trying to figure out, like, how they proposed to Arby's. Yeah, listen, there's this show. It's about these two twin losers whose mom is played by Louie Anderson. And he has to get a job, like a really sort of degrading job. So we're going to have him come in and get a job at Arby's. Is that cool with you guys?
Well, they have those commercials that are kind of weird.
We've got the meats!
Yeah.
You know who that is, right?
It's so...
it's Ving Rhames.
Yes. There you go. No, but, you know, I feel like this show is along the same lines.
Well, all I got to say is it's not a bad commercial for Arby's at all. In fact, it's a fantastic commercial for Arby's. Because they accept him. They love him.
According to Adweek.
Yeah.
Both are brands that we just wrote in the script and then asked if we could do it, said Jonathan Crystal, the show's co-creator. There's no money involved. We're not advertising from them, but it's more about the authenticity of having the real thing and not having it be a fake brand. And both of them were accommodating, and we're not celebrating them. We're not making fun.
Costco would be the other one. Right, because Costco, she works at Martha. The main character works at Costco. One of the main characters works at Costco. And by the way, on WGNRadio.com right now, you can listen to Justin Kaufman, the download.
Yes.
He had Martha Kelly on. Martha Kelly is one of the stars of Baskets, and she is amazing. So funny, so strange, so lovely. I haven't heard the interview. I'm going to listen to it, but it's at WGNRadio.com. Justin Kaufman, the download, interviewed her. But I just love the fact that this is like it's a full-on Arby's. There's a moment where he has a meltdown in the back, where he's trying to prepare a number three, and all this crap is happening in his life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, horrible things are happening in his life. So he has a meltdown while he's trying to prepare beef and cheddar in a shake. And it's just the meltdown is kind of biblical in what happens. He comes back out from the back. He's got cheese sauce all over his face. He's got this terrible looking, you know, the meat was being cut automatically on one of those automatic cutters.
Uh-huh.
And the meat slices were flying across the room and hitting the floor, and he was picking them up and putting them down.
Oh, no.
And then the shake explodes, and he brings the shake out to the guy. Here's your food. That's when they go, listen, why don't you just take some time off, go home, you know, take a shower. Arby's is here, man. Arby's will always be here for you.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice of Arby's.
It's very funny. Oh, what a weird and wonderful show Baskets is. It got renewed for a second season. I don't know who's watching it.
You are?
I'm the only person. I think they just renewed it for me.
I think there's some more people.
There's only a few of us,
though.
There's
a couple more.
There's only a few of us. There's a few very passionate fans for Baskets. It's easily the best thing Zach Galifianakis has ever done. I mean, nothing comes close. So, all right, Fly Jams Friday. That connects because Pharrell's got the Arby's hat.
Yeah, it's the official Arby's hat.
That's right. Here's Jasmine on WGN. Hi, Jasmine.
What's up?
Hi.
And before you ask, no, I don't have school today.
No, it's Good Friday.
So can you please play Freak Out by Chick?
Yes, we can.
It's called a freak.
It's a great choice, Jasmine. Now, I do have to tell you that the band is actually pronounced Chic.
Oh.
It rhymes with La Freak, because they say La Freak says Chic.
Okay.
So it's Chic.
I feel like I need to get this out to the world today. My high school basketball team, the Cary Condors, are Illinois state champions now.
Oh, wow, nice. Congratulations.
I don't know if Vic Bond got that in sports, but I just thought I'd get that in the world.
Vic, try to put that in the newscast, will you? Once again, what's the name of the high school again?
The Cary Condors.
The Cary Condors. And they're state champs.
Yep, basketball.
Girls basketball?
Boys.
Boys basketball, state champs. Wow.
Good for them.
Good for them. Congratulations, Jasmine.
All right, bye.
I see ya. I love Jasmine. She's awesome. All right, bye.
These kids and their telephones.
Oh, man. All right, Noe. Noe requested this.
Look what you've done to me. I can't stop these tears from falling from my eyes. Oh, baby. Time.
That is a fly jam. That is a massively fly jam. Rose Royce, I'm going down. Oh, man.
Did En Vogue redo it? Did they do a cover?
It's been covered. I think it was En Vogue who did, but I know it's been covered several times. I think that's a cover. I'm almost positive
that's a cover.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's fly.
It is.
Certainly. Oh, well, 304 area code. It's time to get sexy. We're all going to get sexy right now.
We weren't before?
We're going to get sexier.
Okay.
I hope and I pray for someone just like you. Make me feel the way you do. Never, never gonna give you up. I'm never, ever gonna stop. Not the way I feel about you. Girl, I just can't live without you. I'm never, ever gonna quit. Cause quitting just ain't my stick. I'm gonna stay right here with you and do all the things you want me to.
Yeah, man.
Who covered this one? Lisa Stanfield?
Yes.
Stansfield?
Yes,
is
right.
That correct?
Yeah,
okay.
That's absolutely right. Yeah, Barry. But, man, you can't go wrong with Barry White.
No, not at all.
Sexy, and he weighed 693 pounds.
He told those snakes to go.
That's right. That's exactly right. Here's Glenn on WGN. Hey, Glenn.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
I love Fly Jam Friday
because
it brings back the days of when I used to go roller skating at Arts on the south side in Harvey.
There you go.
Doing that, the couple skate to all this nice, smooth jazz.
Yeah, man, it's smooth. You got the fly chicks skating around. Yeah.
I bet you still could go skating.
Absolutely. No
well,
question.
You could do it. I don't think Arch is still there, and if it was, I'm probably sure I don't want to go skating there anymore.
Yeah, no. You know, no, not anymore. So what do you got?
I got Proud Mary, Tina Turner, and Brings Back Memories, because on good old Facebook, they had a duet of Tina and Cher, but Proud Mary with Tina Turner was always a great jam.
All right, here we go. Can't go wrong, little Ike and Tina Turner. Glenn, nice choice, buddy. Thanks so much for calling and listening. We appreciate it. You know, there are many, many, many reasons why Tina Turner rules. You know, chief among them?
Because she's got nice legs.
Yes, but more chief among them?
She's got that hair?
No, yes, but there's more. One more
Both
thing.
Of those things are prominently featured in Mad Max.
There you go. Thank you, Dan. She's in a Mad Max movie, for God's sake.
That's right.
Yeah. Thunderdome. You must go to Thunderdome. I remember, Dan, I did pick both of those songs from Thunderdome for Fly Jams Friday once.
What was the song she did?
We don't need another hero. And the
there
other one
go.
Is, because you're one of the living.
Man, it's like she's here.
It's unbelievable.
What's going on?
Max, you are going to Thunderdome.
Where's Tina?
Well, she had to leave. She was just here 2 seconds ago.
I know.
I have to do the forecast, so Tina had to go back to Thunderdome. Here's the forecast.
What was the weather in
Thunderdome? It's always warm.
Now the formula is this, me tipping Ali. For those who can't count, it goes 1, 2, 3. The
Instagram random.
And big up is who I be. Brothers find it's hard to do, but never me. Some brothers try to dip from a leak. You see him pitching me, not care about them DBMC. But Trini Gladiator, anti-hesitator, Shahid push the Vader, from here to Grenada. Mr. Energetic, who may sound pathetic. When's the last time you heard a funky diabetic?
That's right. He was a funky diabetic. Yeah. When's the last time a rapper embraced his diabetes like that and he called himself the funky diabetic?
Right. No, that's not a... That's not a thing anyone does.
The 5-foot assassin from a Tribe Called Quest, he passed away this week. So all of my Fly Jams this week were Tribe Called Quest, one of the most important and historic of all the hip-hop acts. All right, let's get back to more Fly Jams. Here's Harold on WGN. Hey, Harold.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
What was I going to tell you? Oh, by the way, just so you know, Ice Castles is on tonight on TMC.
Oh, good. I'll be sure not to watch it. Well, Mary's going to have to tune in. Ice Castles is on.
Now, wait a minute, Robbie.
She just gave us, right, by the way, she just gave us the thumbs up. Mary, you know, the president of the Robbie Benson fan club will be. Did we ever discover if that really is Robbie Benson?
I think it is.
At the university. Yeah, it's Robbie. Of course Robbie Benson is in Ice Castles.
Oh, yeah, he is a teacher. And when are you going to have him on? So
we're working on it, Mary.
She'll be here bright and early.
Yeah, you'll have to come in early, Mary.
Oh.
No, well, you know, I'll tell you what, though. I'm filling in for Cochran Monday and Tuesday.
Are you going to have him on?
Let's get him in. Just for Mary. Let's work on that.
Oh, my gosh. Is
K-Max listening? Get in with Dan and get Robbie Benson on. Yeah, talk to Kevin. I'll talk to Kevin in like 15 minutes.
Just let me know so I can figure out what to wear.
Okay.
I'll wear my ice skating outfit.
Oh, yeah. So he can throw skating. You across the...
Yes.
So he can whip you across... I just remember him mistreating the blind lady. That's what I remember about that movie.
I'll practice my triple cell cow.
Okay. All right. See you again. All right, Harold. We got to get to your request. Do it.
Okay. We're going to go with Going Back to Cali by Al.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Great song.
I always think of the parody that Colin Quinn did. I'm going back to Brooklyn.
Yeah, going back to Brooklyn, yeah. Colin Quinn. Fresh off of his appearances on Remote Control.
Yeah.
Harold, thank you, buddy. Okay, here's Kathy on WGN. Hey, Kathy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, how about Atomic Dog?
Okay, here we go. Atomic Dog.
Once I feel like that one on the side of the sky, look at my dog in me. Why must I feel like that one on the side of the sky, look at my dog in me. Why must I feel like that one on the side of the sky,
look
at my dog in me.
All right. Funky and Fly. Kathy, nice choice.
Yep.
Okay, have a great morning.
Not that I want to be like a Fly Jam hog, but while I was sitting here on hold, I thought about a couple others. How about Double Dutch Bus and Grace Jones Pull Up to My Bumper?
Listen, Kathy, call back, okay? Grace Jones, okay. Pull Up to My Bumper. God bless you, Kathy.
Okay, bye.
All right, see you later. Pull Up to My Bumper.
Oh, boy.
Hey, another great thing about Atomic Dog, also featured in Boomerang.
You should have a Boomerang theme.
I'm telling you, you could have a full Fly Jams Friday segment with just the soundtrack of Boomerang.
Tune in 7 days minus 40 minutes from now.
All right. Let's find out what's happening on the opening bell in just a few minutes. Steve.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Eddie Ricker. What's next? You just sit. It's all coming up.
All right. Great. Thank you, Steve.
Have a great weekend.
All right. You too. Esmeralda, we got a couple more here, Fly Jams.
Oh, good.
To round out the Fly Jams and kick off our funky weekend.
Right.
Yes. Don requested this. I put myself to death for ya. Just to show I adore ya. Nothing I wouldn't do for ya. Cause my love is a river running so deep. Way down inside me, it's up. Soul deep, baby.
It's like one of those rivers you got a white water raft on.
That's right. Box tops. Alex Chilton. So, the great Alex Chilton. Hey, you got some Easter stuff you're doing. You're going to go back to J-Town, you think?
Yeah, I'm going to go to Joliet.
I'm going to the Gale Street Inn tomorrow night for my mom's birthday slash Easter.
That sounds like a wonderful time.
And then
time.
This afternoon, I got to go see that stupid 9-hour Batman movie.
Now, don't knock it because it's
going to
be like
suck.
Star Wars. Watch.
No, it won't.
No.
This thing's going to suck.
Oh.
All right, we got a break. I'll see you on, I'll be back Wednesday morning because I'm filling in for Cochran on Monday
and
Tuesday.
Right, yes.
So I'll see you Wednesday.
Okay.
All right, we'll be right back.